Chapter 31. Where to Find Comfort. Do you ever feel sad and lonely? Do you ever wonder if anybody loves you? Some children do. But God promises, I myself shall not forget you. Isaiah 49:15. Isn't that wonderful to think about? Yes, Jehovah God really does love us. One Bible writer said, in case my own father and my own mother did leave me, even Jehovah himself would take me up. Psalm 27:10. Knowing that can be a real comfort to us, can't it? Yes, Jehovah tells us, do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will really help you. Isaiah 41:10. Sometimes, though, Jehovah lets Satan make trouble for us. Jehovah even lets Satan test his servants. The devil once made Jesus suffer so much that Jesus cried out to Jehovah, my God, my God, why have you left me? Even though Jesus was suffering, he still knew that Jehovah loved him. But Jesus also knew that God let Satan test his servants and allow Satan to cause them to suffer. In another chapter, we will explain why God lets Satan do this. When we are little, it is hard not to be afraid sometimes. For example, have you ever been lost? Were you scared? Many children would be. The great teacher once told a story about one that was lost, but it was not a child who was lost, it was a sheep. In some ways, you are like a sheep. How is that? Well, sheep are not very big or strong, and they need someone to take care of them and to protect them. The man who takes care of sheep is called a shepherd. In his story, Jesus told about a shepherd who had 100 sheep. But then one of the sheep got lost. It may have wanted to see what was on the other side of the hill. But before long, that sheep was far away from the others. Can you imagine how that sheep felt when it looked around and saw that it was all alone? What would the shepherd do when he found that the one sheep was missing? Would he say that this was all the sheep's fault anyway, so he wasn't going to worry about it? Or would he leave the 99 sheep in a safe place and go looking for just the one? Would one sheep be worth that much trouble? If you were that lost sheep, would you want the shepherd to look for you? The shepherd loved all his sheep very much, even the one that was lost. So he went in search of the missing one. Think of how glad that lost sheep was when it saw the shepherd coming. And Jesus said that the shepherd rejoiced that he had found his sheep. He rejoiced over it more than over the 99 sheep that had not got lost. Now, who is like that shepherd in Jesus' story? Who cares for us as much as that shepherd did for his sheep? Jesus said that his Father in heaven does, and his Father is Jehovah. Jehovah God is the great shepherd of his people. He loves all of those who serve him, including young ones like you. He does not want any of us to be hurt or destroyed. Surely it is wonderful to know that God cares for us that much. Do you really believe in Jehovah God? Is he a real person to you? It is true that we cannot see Jehovah. This is because he is a spirit. He has a body that is invisible to our eyes. But he is a real person, and he can see us. He knows when we need help, and we can talk to him in prayer, just as we talk to another person on earth. Jehovah wants us to do this. So if you ever feel sad or all alone, what should you do? Talk to Jehovah. Draw close to him, and he will comfort and help you. Remember that Jehovah loves you, even when you feel as if you are all alone. Let's get our Bible. Here in Psalm 23 we are told, beginning at verse 1, Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall lack nothing. In grassy pastures he makes me lie down, by well-watered resting places he conducts me. Notice what the writer adds in verse 4. Even though I walk in the valley of deep shadow, I fear nothing bad, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff are the things that comfort me. That's the way people feel if their God is Jehovah. They find comfort when they are in trouble. Is that the way you feel? As a loving shepherd takes care of his flock, so Jehovah takes good care of his people. He shows them the right way to go, and they gladly follow him. Even when there is trouble all around them, they do not need to be afraid. A shepherd uses his rod or his staff to protect the sheep from animals that might harm them. The Bible tells about how the young shepherd David protected his sheep from a lion and a bear. And God's people know that Jehovah will protect them too. They can feel safe because God is with them. Jehovah really loves his sheep, and he tenderly cares for them. The Bible says, like a shepherd he will lead his own sheep. With his arms he will collect the little ones together. Doesn't it make you feel good to know that Jehovah is like that? Do you want to be one of his sheep? Sheep listen to the voice of their shepherd. They stay close to him. Do you listen to Jehovah? Do you stay close to him? Then you never need to be afraid. Jehovah will be with you. Jehovah lovingly cares for those who serve him. Let's read together what the Bible says about this at Psalm 37:25 or 36:25 in the Douay version, Psalm 55:22 or 54:23 in the Douay version, and Luke 12:29-31. Now let's look at the pictures in this chapter and answer the questions. How do you think this little lost sheep feels? Who is like the shepherd that has rescued his sheep? Is Jehovah as real to you as your father or some other person is? Like a shepherd protecting his sheep, who can help us when we are in trouble?